on the Jersey Guy Sports, your sports talk home for the Yanks, the Giants, the Rangers, and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I'm your host, Don. I want to thank you for listening. Today, we're talking about Chris Drury shitting the bed at the NHL trade deadline, and the Rangers have lost tons of ground to other potential NHL teams. Let's go ahead and get started. So I need to have a quick podcast today and get this off my chest because I am friggin' pissed off at Chris Drury and the Rangers. And the funny thing is that I sense that the entire Rangers fan base is quite pissed off. And normally that tends to be an overreaction to certain things. And this year it is not. The fans are spot on. Chris Drury, the Rangers GM, did the Rangers absolutely no favors this trade deadline as the Rangers lost lots of ground to other competing teams who actually do now have a chance to win the Cup. You know, there's years when you think about it where you probably don't want to go too far, you know, at the trade deadline and trade away too much because your team's not good enough and it's maybe better to just play it safer. There's other years where maybe you're not sure, you're in the middle. And then there's years like this year where you're good enough to possibly make a run. The Rangers have one of the best records in the entire NHL, and they're probably a few 1 to 2 pieces away from being a great team. And this is one of those years. And so the Rangers were in a real good position to make a run until yesterday. Now, today, the Rangers have far less chance as Drury kind of stood by, scratched his ass, watched every other team load up on the forwards that the Rangers coveted while bringing in, I don't know, what did Drury get? A middling third line center and a winger who has scored all of 6 goals this year. This is Drury's fantastic trade deadline acquisitions. Now, the Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider team has needed a right wing so fucking badly for so goddamn long. I can't even remember the last time they had a productive right winger. Probably Buchnevich, right? How many years ago was that? And Drury absolutely shit the bed, and we are left with zero to help that line that struggled almost all of this year. Let's face it. It's a so-called first line for us, and Mika has been dog shit. Mika has not scored a 5-on-5 goal since before Christmas at this point, right? The team has not had a normal right winger. Even when Wheeler wasn't hurt, he was terrible. He was not a good first-line player. The team has not had a consistent right winger on that team this year, last year, for years. Now, some teams that were actually able to make trades that will help. For example, just so you know what Drury could have done, the Carolina Hurricanes, right, our biggest and closest threats this year in the Metro Conference, who will probably now end up overtaking us after this trade deadline. We will, by the way, 100% lose to Carolina in the playoffs now if we face them. Carolina just got Jake Guentzel from Pittsburgh. Oh, by the way, and Evgeny Kuznetsov from the Capitals, by the way, and just like an also-ran kind of pickup. So Guentzel, tremendous, best forward on the market, and Kuznetsov. Winnipeg got Tyler Toffoli from the Devils for really next to nothing, a couple shit draft picks, right? Tyler Toffoli is the Devils' leading scorer. And now, I obviously would have taken more for the Rangers to get him. They're in the same division. And, you know, we would have had to give up more. But it was like a third and a fifth round draft choice. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so pissed off now. I'm not really prepared. But Winnipeg got Tyler Toffoli from the Devils for fucking next to nothing. Nothing, right? Thomas Hertl went to the Golden Knights. They managed to swing a trade. Florida, right? They got Kyle Opozo. Edmonton got Adam Henrik, who's a much better center than what we got. Tampa got Anthony DeClaire and all his speed and skill that comes along with that. Colorado acquired Casey Mindelstadt. I could go on and on. There's all this forward talent that was traded over the last 2 or 3 days, and we got the bottom of the barrel horseshit. Almost every single one of those players that I just mentioned was obtainable, with the possible exception, maybe Guentzel. I don't know if the Rangers wanted to give up what it would have taken to get Guentzel. And so that one I can almost see not doing. As much as it hurts and as much as it doubly hurts now that he went to Carolina, who's going to beat the shit out of us in the playoffs, it really hurts more than it should. But honestly, every single one of those players that I mentioned could have been attainable. And Rangers and Drury instead shit the bet. This is what the Rangers got. Forward Alex Winberg, who is at best a third line center. He's a career 46% faceoff record, right? This is what we need, guys, right? Another center who continues to lose faceoffs. Even though this year we've been much, much better at faceoffs, lately in critical spots, we're doing it again, where every single big goddamn faceoff, and I'm talking about ones in the offensive or defensive zones at critical times, we lose. And now we bring in another terrible faceoff setter, right? He scored all of 9 goals and 16 assists this whole year in 60 games. 9 goals, right? But he plays a quote-unquote 200-foot game. Fucking great. He's going to be on the penalty kill because that's what's going to win us a cup, right? This guy that can be on the penalty kill. Give me a friggin' break. Alex Wenberg, right? This is the big, big signing. We also got defenseman Chad Ruedel from Pittsburgh Penguins for like a 4th-round pick in the 2027 draft. So you know this guy is next to nothing. You know, he's basically a 7th or 8th defenseman on our team. Big fucking deal. And also we got a forward, Jack Roslovic, right before the 3 p.m. deadline, apparently. He was from Columbus. This is another fucking nothing forward. 6 whole goals, basically, in 40 games. So this is going to be our right wing on our first line. 6 goals. He's played 40 games this year. And apparently gets hurt all the time on top of it. Last 2 years, he basically hasn't played many games. So 6 fucking goals, 40 games, gets hurt a lot. This is now apparently the right wing along with, you know, on the Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider first line. So we have now we're going to send, you know, Rempe down and Ensberg down, and we're going to see if, honestly, are we better or today or even worse than we were, right? I don't know that we've actually improved the team one little bit, quite honestly. Here's what I do know, right? The 2 big kids probably be sent down, right? We're certainly smaller. We're certainly a lot older. We certainly have less toughness. Now, what does it tell you about the playoffs? Smaller, older, less tough than we were yesterday. Suddenly, somehow, that's going to be better in the playoffs. Yeah, Drury, let's see what that gets us. That's just great stuff for winning in the playoffs. There is no two ways about it. Chris Drury shit the fucking bed, and the Rangers have less of a chance now than they did 2 days ago because all of the other improvement on all of the other teams, you know, and the standing still that the Rangers essentially did at the trade deadline. And there are upset Ranger fans everywhere online already. And for once, they are 100% right. I mean, I hear the talking head rebuttals already, you know, to this. And I've already seen it and heard it online. And you know, these supposed talking heads and these writers, this time they are wrong. Again, we got fucking Alex Wenberg, Ruedel, and Jack Roslovic, right? Meanwhile, Carolina, again, Gensel and Kuznetsov. Winnipeg gets Tyler Toffoli for nothing, for peanuts. Thomas Hertl went to the Golden Knights. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Florida got Kyle Okposo. Edmonton got Adam Henrique, right? Duclair went to Tampa. These are great pickups. All would have been so much better for the Rangers. We got shit is what we got, right? And so what you hear in the rebuttals, the Rangers fans are correctly upset about this, just like I am now. And what you're already seeing online is what sometimes understandably is these knee-jerk reactions from writers and other people that have to deal with, you know, sometimes silly fans over the years where, oh, they're overreacting. And, you know, that you see all these responses about, oh, you know, that you can't break the bank, can't mortgage the future. I mean, did you see how little these other options that I just read out actually cost teams? Next to nothing. So when you talk about breaking the bank, mortgaging the future, I'm sure Drury's going to try to spin this horseshit, you know, 6 ways to Sunday. He's going to make up all kinds of shit about why he couldn't do this, why we couldn't get Frank Vatrana, why we couldn't get this person, you know, we didn't want to do this. Bullshit. All these other teams got all these good players, and I'm telling you, look what they traded. I'm not going to go through it all. Nothing. Every single one of them with the same exact trades would have been absolutely worth it for the Rangers. Every single one of them. Every one of them. Now, obviously, these talking heads and writers are used to fans overreacting. And I know their knee-jerk reaction, you know, for them is to just sort of shush away the fans. But this time, you know what? The fans are right and they're fucking wrong. I mean, how many more years do you think the Rangers have at the top of their game here? How many more years? How many more good years, for example, does Chris Kreider have, who already seems to be kind of on the decline? Kreider turns 33 next month. He'll be 34 next year, right? Part of his game is speed. How long do you think he has? Panarin will be 33 when the season starts next year. Mika turns 31 next week. Trocheck will be 31 next year. Goodrow be 32 next year. Even Jimmy Vesey. Remember him being a kid. Jimmy Vesey's going to be 31 in May. Trouba, 31. This is not a young team anymore, guys. We have a couple kids playing, but this is not a young team anymore. There is a limited span. There is a limited window for this goddamn team. And when you have a team that's good enough, like this team appears to be, where you might be one or two players away from really being able to make some kind of run, and then you don't pull the trigger like you didn't this year, you have to lay it all on Drury's head. You have to. There is zero excuse for not getting one of the forward targets that I mentioned. Zero excuse. And certainly no excuse for not getting Frank Vatrana, who I didn't even mention and was available from the Ducks. The Ducks were shopping around left and right. No excuse whatsoever. Vatrana's not even a rental. They could have got him the rest of this year and next year. And he scored 29 goals this year. He's a shoot-first guy. He's got some speed. He's a good scorer. He's a perfect fit on the Mika Zibanejad line. He's a proven shooter. It's exactly what this team fucking needs. I cannot even imagine what Drury's going to say about that if he's asked. But you can guarantee whatever comes out of his mouth is going to be fucking bullshit, because there is no fucking way that the Rangers should have ended up with what they have now. And it's infuriating. And I'm telling you, there isn't a chance in hell, if we happen to meet the Carolina Hurricanes in the playoffs, that we are going to beat this team. I mean, you know, stranger things have happened. And boy, I hope we do. That would be wonderful. But we were going to have a tough time against this team before they got Gensel. Now, I'm telling you, with our regression at this trade deadline and them getting Gensel, I'm telling you, it's way, way, way uphill. I will be shocked if the Rangers even finish in first place at the end of this year now. I guarantee you. In any case, lineups now. This is kind of how it's going to look, apparently. And by the way, Troop is out 2 to 3 weeks. We just learned too. He has some kind of issue. So fucking fantastic. It's just bad news after bad news, right? The lineups, I guess, when people are healthy, it'll be Mika, Kreider, and Roslovic now. Oh, boy, that's going to throw fear into other teams. And the second line will stay the same, obviously, Trocheck, Panarin, and Laffey. The new third line center will be Wennberg with the 200-foot game and all of his, you know, whatever, four goals, who knows, but right? Probably centering Will Cooley and maybe Kako. And then a fourth line of perhaps Goodrow and VC and then someone. Brzezinski, Rempe, who knows? I don't know what they're going to do. But honestly, that is not that much better at all of a lineup than it was yesterday. It's just not. It's not that much better. The other team did get significantly better. The Rangers either stayed the same or went backwards. It's just not a good year at all for Drury. He had so long and so many chances to get a fucking right wing, and he didn't do it. The defensemen, since we added one, by the way, I guess I should mention, you know, still Miller and Trouba once, you know, Trouba gets healthy. Lindgren and Fox, you know, Gustafsson and Schneider, or maybe Jones and Ruedel as, you know, the seventh and eighth defensemen. Yeah, more fear stricken into other teams, right? Give me a break. To sum it up, Drury shit the fucking bed and failed this team. This is a good team this year that needed more scoring, maybe more speed, and then got exactly none of that at the deadline. They got exactly none of that. Drury had lots of options. He chose in the end to kind of hold on tight to his draft picks and maybe young people and watched as what is a good Rangers team not to become a great Rangers team. And he watched all the other competing teams get much, much better. That's it. I've had enough. Thank you for listening to Jersey Guy Sports. Please subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends about it. I'll be back soon with some more sports talk. Thanks. Have a good day.